And welcome to Tell Me Your Story, new paradigms for a new world, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and I come your way every Saturday, 3 p.m. Pacific time, to bring you this program, and we are also streaming live on the Internet. The Internet, what a wonderful invention. I still don't know who invented it. I don't think it was Al Gore. I don't know who it was, but all I can tell you is it's nice to be able to broadcast not only locally, but around the world 24/7 and make the information available as well in our archives page at richarddugan.com. You go to the radio show's link and you can see all of the interviews that we have done over the last few years. Been interviewing for over 30 years and having a great time at it. I have to tell you that here on the central coast of Southern California or Central California, this is a day that many of us dream about. It is pristine, clear blue skies, maybe some wispy clouds here and there, but otherwise absolutely crystal clear blue skies. The mountain ranges are covered with green after all of the rain that we have had. We have the only thing I haven't seen yet in the daylight is the ocean. I haven't had a chance to get down there. There are no tsunami waves heading our way or any adverse weather. Absolutely picture perfect. We'll call it dreamlike weather for this particular program because this is what we dream about. By the same token, I don't think we would appreciate it quite as much if we didn't have the adversities of thunderstorms and winds and all of those other kinds of things, and night. And we're going to talk about dreams today. That's the subject on the table for discussion. And Dreams, Your Window to Heaven is the title of the book. My guest is the author, Debbie Johnson. A hands-on approach to mining the gold in your dreams. Debbie, welcome to our program. It's a pleasure to have you on Tell Me Your Story.
Thank you, Richard. It's an honor to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
This is an interesting conversation because it's one of the things that we are focused on for ourselves and our listeners, and that is making our dreams come true. So the first question I have for you in regards to this broad subject, and people have been studying dreams and what have you for years. First of all, what kind of dreams are we talking about here?
Well, we can cover everything from dreams of healing, to making decisions, to prophetic dreams, to actually making yourself have a prophetic dream. Fun, huh?
Okay. And how important, or maybe more importantly, why is focusing on our dreams important at all?
Well, I think it really depends on the individual. If they would like to be more aware of what's happening in their lives to help them have more freedom spiritually, to feel more at peace, and to make life such as it is, as you said, the thunderstorms and the beautiful days, but to make the thunderstorms a little bit easier to handle, the dream state can really, really help. And I'll give an example of that. I was really concerned about this new job I had, and this was many years ago, about 20 years ago at Sears, and I was selling appliances, but I hadn't, and I needed some money, and I said, well, I need to get down on the sales floor pretty fast here, but I've got 2 weeks of study with this woman, and so I'd heard of people helping themselves to learn faster in their dreams. So I asked my inner master in Ekankar, we call them Ahanta, just so you folks out there know who are listening, this book, Dreams Your Window to Heaven, is an Ekankar book, and Ekankar is a very broad religion that builds bridges to other religions. And so dreams, we know, are in the Bible and other different places, and just to give you that little why I'm going to say this, is that I worked with my inner master, my inner spiritual guide, inner teacher, and who's also called the Dream Master, and I said, would you please help me to learn quicker? I thought, you know, I'll just make this fun. If I can do it, great, and if I can't, okay. Well, I did the 2-week course in 1 week, and the woman said, I've never seen anybody do it that fast. I would wake up tired, and I knew I had been working hard in my dreams, and I'd been learning. And sometimes I remembered a little tiny bit. Most of the time, I didn't really remember my dreams. I just knew that I was doing something. And that happens a lot.
So we are we're more discussing the area of the dreams during sleep time, if you will, rather than, say, daydreaming or the dreams that we talk about in the context of giving people the choices and knowledge of those choices to help make their dreams come true, per se, as far as, hey, I want to live in Ireland, or I want $1 million, or I want this job, or I want that relationship. We're talking about the dream state in that context. Is that a fair way to put it? Okay.
Yes, and we can actually work with all of that in our dreams. That's what's so amazing about the dream state. Like I said, everything from healing, which is one of the things that people want. They want to heal themselves of pain or disease, including emotional pain or disturbance, maybe grief, anything, any of those things. They're not just going to go away overnight necessarily, but they might. People have had that happen if they're ready for that. Love can heal all. But in the dream state, they can certainly look to some help in moving forward with things, because we understand in Ekankar, and something that for me at least that I understand, is that everything is a spiritual lesson, and everything helps me to move forward spiritually. So if I didn't have adversity, as you say, we wouldn't wouldn't appreciate the wonderful things, and as I understand, I wouldn't be able to get past some of my limitations. And so this helps me get past those limitations that might prevent me from having $1 million or moving to Ireland or the relationship that I want or whatever. Like you say, we all have desires. We're human beings. There's things we want. Mm-hmm. And some of us are more goal-oriented than others like me. And there are things, goals that I set. And I ask constantly to work with the things that are concerning me or the things that I'm most focused upon in the dream state.
Well,
I have amazing experiences, and I can share some with you.
And we'll do that as we continue here on Tell Me Your Story. My guest is the author, Debbie Johnson, of Dreams, Your Window to Heaven. We'll find out just exactly where that window is and heaven, what heaven's all about. She has also written a couple of other books, just make note of, Soul Travel to Find God's Love and Exploring Past Lives to Heal the Present. Again, my guest, Debbie Johnson, and we are talking about dreams, your dreams, my dreams, all of our dreams, and maybe we'll even touch a little bit upon if people have similar dreams, if there's what kind of context are we going to put that into, sort of a collective consciousness kind of a dream, even in the dream state. We'll talk, maybe we'll see if there's some validity there. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. Stay tuned.
You have a message that others can benefit from, a meditation to share, a talk to give that you want heard by more than just those present. A workshop, seminar, presentation with speakers whose information, insight, and inspiration can help others to break through to their highest potential and purpose. Making a quality recording is the first step to making it available, and fast forward is the right direction. They'll bring the recording studio to you. Your message is important. It needs to be recorded by professionals who share your passion and want to provide quality recording to those who want and need to hear it. Call 805-708-9804 to take that first step. 805-708-9804. Call Fast Forward for all your recording needs on location and in studio. 805-708-9804.
Restoring balance and joy to your life can be achieved by letting go of negative thought patterns and destructive habits. Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. I'll inspire and help you find your inner strength to regain clarity and balance in your life. Book your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
The world is full of perfect pairs, peanut butter and jelly, yin and yang, jeans and a t-shirt, and now home and auto from Farmers Insurance. Buy them together and receive a great discount on both policies. It's as sweet as a chocolate vanilla swirl. Ask a Farmers agent about our perfect pair discounts, two of dozens of discounts that could save you hundreds of dollars. Get world-class savings and the service to match. Find your agent today at Farmers.com. Discounts apply to selected coverages, perils, and policy types only and may vary by eligibility.
You can't go on falling back, a flooding river. Keeping all that fear inside. I understand how trouble haunts.
Tell me your story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and I encourage you to get in touch with us. My email address is richard@richarddugan.com. That's richard@richarddugan.com. We hope that you will join us every Saturday, as well as on the internet with the archives. They're available there for you to check out, and we want you to check out the information that we have. It's put there for you to consider. We are not opponents or proponents of any of our guests and their subject matter. We simply want to bring the information forward and consider it and see what pieces fit in our individual puzzles, if you will, and then go from there. Dreams is the subject on the table, if you will, for today. That's the story we're telling. And, of course, Debbie Johnson, who is my guest, the author of Dreams, the Your Window to Heaven. There's the interpretation of dreams. I mean, there's book after book after book after book about the symbology in our dreams. I'm wondering, do you or and I also want to get into a little bit more in-depth discussion of what Ekinkar is all about, if we can. But is there a dream interpretation book put out by Ekinkar, or do you have one? Have you created one? Or is that something you strictly leave up to the dreamer?
Well, you got it. The last part. My book, Dreams, Your Window to Heaven, and it's an Ekinkar book published by Ekinkar, and they did a beautiful job of editing. And that book has how to interpret your own dreams. So that is my dream book from Ekinkar. There's also a dream by our spiritual teacher, book called The Art of Spiritual Dreaming. And both of these books have information, lots of extra spiritual exercises on how to interpret your own dreams, how to create your own dream journal. That's in my book. How to come up with your own dream symbols. Mm. And this is because we each have our own dream symbols. And for example, if you were to have a dream, if I were to have a dream that I drowned in water, you know, I might actually think that that was drowning in Holy Spirit or Spirit, and that might be a good thing. Whereas someone else who almost drowned, you know, in either this lifetime or another lifetime, might say, no, that's a terrible dream. That means, you know, drowning in something negative.
Yeah.
So everybody, even though there's supposedly a universal symbol that water equals spirit, not necessarily for every person. So every person has to determine for themselves. And when I do my workshops on dreams occasionally for Ekinkar, I'll hold up a drinking glass. And I'll say to everyone, what would this mean to you? So, Richard, if I were to hold up a drinking glass, if you were to look at that symbolically or just as what is this?
I might say that it's the space inside the glass is basically for possibilities because you can
Beautiful.
Put anything in it.
Beautiful. Okay. And for me, the glass is something fearful, and let me tell you why. It's because I was having dreams where I was drinking from a glass, and the glass would break in my mouth. And how I interpreted, I don't have those anymore, but I had recurring dreams like that, and it made me realize that I was emotionally fragile for some reason, and I needed to strengthen myself. And what's really funny is, at the break, Richard and I were talking about waking dreams, where life is but a dream. And I had a waking dream, which is, to me, like a symbol or sign from God.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's the easiest way for me to explain it. And I said, okay, do I need therapy? And I turned on the television. And if anybody remembers the Golden Girls,
mm-hmm.
these older women, they were really funny. And as soon as I turned on the television, at that second, one of them said, therapy is good.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So I thought, okay. Yeah.
It is amazing the coincidence, if you will, that take place throughout our lives. And, you know, we'll turn one way and see one thing and turn another way and see something else. And independent of one another, they mean, or there's no connection. But when we as individuals with our life experiences start putting those together, it starts to take on some meaning for us. It means nothing to the person next to us, but it means something to us. And we need, and I guess the question I want to ask you, and this sort of leads us back a little bit into Ekinkar, and that is that we begin to start questioning in a good way, start questioning our lives and where we're going and what we're doing and why we're doing it, for that matter. Give us a little primer, if you will, a synopsis of Ekinkar. Is it considered a religion, a belief system, a faith? And then tell us how it came about.
Well, all of the above. And because Ekinkar is a very, very ancient teaching, right now it's called Ekinkar, the religion of the light and sound of God. So you may hear many things in that. And it's a religion in the sense that many people determine and decide that they love Ekinkar as their spiritual teaching, and they just follow that, and that we have a spiritual teacher, and that we, you know, believe in God. We believe in one God, and we believe that we also have spiritual masters that work with us inwardly, like guardian angels. And I know that I've had that experience many times, an experience of protection. I mean, when I first found Ekinkar and became a member of Ekinkar, we call ourselves an Ekist, and Ek means spirit. So Ekinkar means co-worker with God. So they're just ancient terms that help us look at it in a new way. And for me, anyway, it mm-hmm. does. And so I was walking down the street, and a car somehow, I don't know, got out of control or was trying to avoid another car. I think something like that. I think avoided me by just a few inches, and it was very scary, but I actually felt this buffer of protection, like it almost bounced off of that protective force around me. And I'd never had an experience like that in my life, but it showed me and it proved to me that because I filled myself with this love of spirit that was there, and because I had the inner master, which, like I said, is like a guardian angel who lives on earth but also works with us in our dreams and in our day-to-day lives. So there's a lot to say about it, but it's very individual. Mainly what the master's job, or the mahanta, the spiritual teacher, he's called several different things, the living Ek master, his job is to help us find and understand better the path within ourselves. So this is my way of understanding it, is that he takes us back inside to who we really are as soul, and brings us back to our true knowledge of ourselves. And it's going to be different for everyone, and that's what I love about it, because I don't feel like any religion can tell us exactly what we have to do every single moment of our lives and every day. And some tell people how to eat or how to dress or how to even worship, and in Ekinkar, we're taught to be very creative with our what we call spiritual exercises. And that's a very central key point for Ekinkar, is that we're offered the opportunity to do these spiritual exercises every day if we wish. And if we do so, it's going to move us forward spiritually. And my experience, at least, is that it helps me be more aware. And so we can actually wake up to start dreaming.
mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I know how important dreams can be to individuals that I've spoken with, including the dreams that I've had. You know, you talked about even communicating with past relatives, relatives who have passed on in your lifetime. Of course, I hadn't even considered the possibility of relatives who've passed on, you know, before you even came on the scene. I don't know why I hadn't thought of that. We've done enough programs in that context.
Whole new, yeah.
The aspect of dreaming, for some, and you even kind of alluded to this a little bit, can actually be kind of a scary thing, because a lot of their dreams are more like nightmares, and it's like they'd rather not go to sleep because they'd rather not have those dreams. Are there ways in which we can process this information that's coming in through these dreams so that we can maybe stop them or change them?
That's a very good question, Richard, because nightmares are very difficult, and especially for children. There is something that can help, I know. And by the way, I want to mention, because I just realized as you were talking before, that to say to people who want to know more about Akankar, it's for all religions. Mm-hmm. I feel like, to me, Akankar builds bridges to all religions. And anybody from any religion can study it and take it and make their religion more meaningful to them.
Okay.
I did want to mention that. That's really what we're about. We're about the love, too, and bringing that love in.
Sure.
So that addresses the nightmares. First of all, a lot of times nightmares happen to little children, especially because they're working on their past lives. They come into this lifetime with something from their past lives that still hasn't quite worked out, maybe some past life karma, and as adults, that hasn't worked out yet. And working out in the dream state is really much better than having to do it out here, mm-hmm. according to my way of looking at it, at any rate. I'd much rather have had some pretty hairy things happen in the dream state, either being chased or an accident of some kind or pushed off a cliff, and you can sprout wings and fly in your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one way of handling nightmares. I've had some people say they were chased down and they stopped and turned around and asked the person chasing them, "What can I do for you?"
Yeah.
You know, or make that person your bodyguard. You know, you can do anything in your dreams. And that might be the whole thing, is that maybe we can, I don't know, but maybe we can work out the karma just by giving that fear, giving it love rather than fear, whatever the person or the thing or the situation is, or being creative. And that's certainly, to me, that's a form of divine love, creativity, being able to sprout wings when I get thrown off a cliff.
I would venture that you've been dreaming, obviously, since you were a young child. What was it that spurred you to decide to put together this particular book, which people can get a copy of, Dreams, Your Window to Heaven?
I am so glad you asked, because that is a story in itself. A friend of mine said, "I know a company that wants a dream book. Why don't you write an outline and give them a proposal?" A publishing company. I said, "I'd love to." So I did it, and they said, "That's not what we wanted." And I thought it was exactly what they said, but I said, "Okay, no problem." And then all of a sudden, one night, a few days later, I just sat bolt upright in bed and started filling in this outline. And I mean, I had almost the whole book written in a weekend. Besides, you know, the stories I needed to interview people for. But I spent all weekend, almost all day and all night, just writing. I was like a madwoman possessed, just writing and writing, because it was just coming through spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was doubting myself. Of course, at the end of a long weekend, not a lot of sleep. And I said, Mahanta, to the Inner Master, "You really want me to do this?" Because I thought, this needs to be for someone. And I thought maybe it was for Akankar. And I thought, I'm nuts. They don't need anything from me. And I walked downstairs, and there's a big poster. I think we were getting ready to move, and there was a big poster, a dream poster, and it was just facing me as I walked down the stairs. And I said, "Okay, well, maybe." And then I turned on the television, so that was one waking dream, and it was a movie that I'd never seen or heard of. I don't even know if it exists. I still haven't seen or heard of it. But Tom Selleck was talking to his agent, and Tom Selleck was actually an author in this movie, and his agent said, "That's the best work you've ever done." That was it. I turned off the TV and said, "Okay, thank you. I'll go back to work."
Well, the title of the book is Dreams, Your Window to Heaven. Debbie Johnson is my guest, and we're talking about the adventure dreams that can bring you to some of the richest adventures you'll have in your life. And they can also take you to the limits of your imagination, even to the threshold of heaven. And they'll give you the golden opportunities to explore your distant past, understand your present, and see future possibilities. My guest is Debbie Johnson. This is Tell Me Your Story. We're going to pause right here because I'm here to tell you about an event that's coming up a week from today. It is the Q Mahjong Tournament. That tournament is going to be going on all day long from the Elks Lodge, number 613, and that address is 150 North Kellogg Avenue here in Santa Barbara, California. Now, the wonderful thing about this is that even though the qualification period was February 1st through the 28th, 2010, due to the fact that so many of the people who qualified are not only outside of the state of California, but outside the borders of the United States. And that's a wonderful thing. We're so happy that so many people are playing the game. But most of these folks aren't going to be able to attend. And that's really what it comes down to. That means that there are some 40 seats that are still available to you, the local resident, to play at the tournament. And these are on a first-come, first-serve free basis at 9 a.m. Saturday the 20th. And you go down to the Elks Lodge, Santa Barbara Elks Lodge, number 613 at 150 Kellogg Avenue. That's North Kellogg Avenue in Santa Barbara. And those who would like to participate in the tournament, you must at least know how to play Q Mahjong. So go to richarddugan.com, click on the Q, and learn how to play. Then come on down on the 20th. You can basically learn how to play by spending nothing more than 10 to 15 minutes online at QMAHJONGG.com. That's QMahjong.com. Or click on the Q at RichardDugan.com. Great prizes. Unbelievable. Now, now Jacob may disagree with me, but I would say that I'm not eligible, and I'm probably not as adept at Q Mahjong as some of the other qualifiers. To win first prize, $2,000 Best Buy electronic store gift card. Second prize is $1,000 Best Buy gift card. $500 gift card for third place. $250 gift card for fourth place. And $1,650 Albertson gift cards for the 16 first round winners. That's 16 first round winners. So next Saturday, the 20th of March. Hope to see you there. Both my wife and I will be there. We're going to be we're learning how to play. I'm having difficulty, and I've never been real great at card games, but I look forward to participating in at least seeing how the game is played and trying a few rounds myself. 9 o'clock Saturday, March 20th, at the Santa Barbara Elks Lodge, number 613. The address is 150 North Kellogg Avenue in Santa Barbara, California, and we look forward to seeing you there. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we come your way every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. We stream live on the internet at richarddugan.com. I have to tell you, I don't think you can miss the Listen Live link. It's up in the upper right-hand side of the webpage when you first log on to richarddugan.com. You can also listen to archives of the program. You can also see who our guests upcoming are going to be. We have a lot of wonderful guests coming up. We've got a wonderful guest online with us right now, Debbie Johnson, author of Dreams, Your Window to Heaven. And tell us a little bit about heaven. From the Eckankar tradition and teachings, what is heaven?
Well, that's a deep question because from the Eckankar teachings, there are many levels of heaven. In fact, there's even a quote in the Bible, I might not get it exactly right, where I think it was St. Paul that said, I knew a man, whether in the body or out, I do not know, that ascended into the third heaven. So forgive me if I get the words not exactly right.
That's pretty close.
But thank you. But at least they're all good. You're a student of the Bible, you know. There are people who travel. There are spiritual travelers, and these are what the Ek Masters do, into many, many levels of heaven and the highest levels of heaven and beyond. And so it's like they can be our guides. It's kind of like if you go into the jungle, you might want to have a guide. Mm-hmm. And so that's what they do. So we can avoid some of the traps and pitfalls and some of the lower areas that may have some negativity. And they can take us into the pure positive God world, which is what Eckankar is about too, that the experience of self-realization and God realization are held up as wonderful goals to reach spiritually and spiritual freedom, which means that we can visit heaven while we're still living on earth and while we are still in bodies, and we don't have to have a near-death experience to have a heavenly experience of the light and sound of God. And that's another unique aspect to Ekankar. So let's say someone wants to visit heaven in their dreams. They can say, I'd like to visit heaven tonight, please, God. Would you send me a dream? And if you want to try working with the inner master, you can always say, Dream Master, please take me. And it might be Jesus if you believe in Jesus. And it might appear to be Buddha if you're a Buddhist. It might appear to be someone you've never met, and that could be an Ek Master. but you can see a picture on the Ekankar's website, which, by the way, if you link to my book from Richard's website, you can go to the homepage of Ekankar and tool around there as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely gorgeous. So anyway, I've had dreams where, like I said, I was flying in my dreams, or I was experiencing great love. Sometimes I wouldn't remember what I saw. I think I hear more. I may hear more of the heavenly sounds. And then when I wake up, I feel surrounded by all this love, and it's just wonderful. And it's the best love you'll ever experience in your life. So that, to me, is heaven. Everyone's going to have a different experience of it, absolutely, and different adventures in different times of their lives, too.
Well, any of those,
awareness.
Absolutely. And, of course, any of those who are listening to this program on the Central Coast of California on a Saturday, the 13th of March, 2010, would say, I'm experiencing heaven today because the weather is just unbelievable. sun is shining. People are out milling about the beaches, the parks, just enjoying the outdoors. And it's wonderful to be able to do that. And, of course, we all have our different ideas, as you said, of what heaven is. Certainly, from the Ekankar perspective, you have shared that, and I often wonder if we don't get ourselves a little caught up sometimes in things that are not of this world, in the context that we lose sight of what's really important here and now. We sort of Do you find people are keeping this concept of dreams in balance with their day-to-day life, or are there those who maybe tend to want to be in the dream state more than they want to be in this world, because the dream state they seem to have more control over?
Oh, that's a good question. You always have these great questions, Richard. The dream state, well, like I said, life is also a dream, and a person who would study something like, well, I can only speak for myself, and studying Ekankar, it's brought more balance into my life. People wouldn't even drive with me when I was in college. Right before I found Ekankar, I'd go right through stop signs. I was out of my body most of the time, and I didn't even know it. And it brought me back to earth in terms of balance, in terms of being practical, common sense, and at the same time living in a more aware state spiritually as well as physically. So for me, it was really very helpful in that way. There are some people who think, well, I should meditate 5 hours a day. It's not practical for most people in this society, for someone who's independently wealthy, and I know there's a lot of people like that in Santa Barbara. I lived there for a while, and it's, by the way, could be like heaven there, I know.
Mm-hmm.
And this, by the way, is also, this is a level of heaven. This physical world is one level of heaven. That's why I say sometimes it helps to have a guide. Well, it always helps to have a guide for me to avoid the pitfalls and the negativity, and to sail through some of these times, like the economic times people are worried about, health, you know, whatever it may be, loneliness, any of that. It's Ekankar has helped me so much by bringing me the understanding that heaven is here now. Just what you were saying, it's in this moment. We are always on sacred ground, and God doesn't live in the ethers. Well, God does live in the ethers, but only in the ethers.
Mm-hmm.
God also lives in this moment, and we are all a part of that experience of God. Mm-hmm. Each one of us is soul. We don't have souls. We are souls. We don't own soul. Soul is who we are, and we own a body, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think most people understand that these days. And soul is a spark of God, and I think most people understand that too. So in Ekankar, we don't strive to become one with God because we are a part of God, but to become one with the experience of God and our peace in that, our part of that, who we are individually, as I understand it, and I say that even though I've been involved in Eckengart for many, many years, is because I'm constantly learning and growing in it and constantly finding new ways that people look at it. And each way that someone looks at Eckengart, whether they're studying it or not, is completely valid because it is an individual path, and each soul is like a snowflake. We're all completely unique.
Mm-hmm. Now, what was the turning point for you? I mean, you mentioned, of course, you know, driving through red lights out of your body most of the time before you found Eckengart. Well, what was it that, you know, where were you before Eckengart, and how is it that you wound up on this particular path?
Oh, Richard, I was just telling someone this story today, so I'm so glad that happened, in wonderful synchronicity there, is that I said I was standing on a bridge by the library at the University of Colorado in Boulder, and I had remembered past lives, even the time I was 6 years old, I remembered. And I was reading everything I could get my hands on. I was interested in psychic phenomena. I was interested in anything and everything you could find that was beyond my normal teaching. I was brought up Jewish, and I was a little bored with it. There wasn't a lot of mysticism in what we were taught then. And so I was studying everything, you know, and I was fascinated. But I said, okay, if I've lived all these lifetimes, well, does that mean I have to keep coming back? And I just closed my eyes, standing on that bridge, and I just love bridges. And I thought to myself, what's going to happen? Do I have to keep doing this over and over again and keep going to school over and over again? Remember, it's the end of college, and I'm exhausted. And this voice came into my head, beautiful, kind voice, and it said, nope. You know, you do not have to keep coming back. And I thought, great, how? So I didn't get an answer then. But that summer, before my senior year, I went back east, and I found a tiny bookstore in Kennebunkport, Maine, and this book called Eckengart, Key to the Secret Worlds. I picked it up, and I thought, this sounds familiar. And this author, Paul Twitchell, who was a former, he's still an Eggmaster, but he's just not in the physical anymore, translated from this world, mm-hmm. meaning he died. And that name sounded familiar, and I looked at the book, and I tried to soul travel, and I got a little scared, but I saw that I didn't have to come back, because Eckengart has a method of helping people to move along pretty quickly, spiritually, so that if they choose, and if they really stick with some of the disciplines, again, it's a choice a person has, and they're not hard. Mm-hmm. And we don't have to eat a certain way or dress or do anything like that. We just do what we want to do, but the more we do some of these things that are actually loving, wonderful, fun things to do, we grow spiritually, and we might not have to come back. Now I don't mind, because I know that if I come back, it'll be to serve. I just wanted to be conscious. I wanted to be aware.
So what is it, I mean, what is it that you do now? Certainly you're an author. You've written at least three books thus far, and of course our main focus today is on Dreams, Your Window to Heaven. You've also written Soul Travel and Exploring Past Lives, but mm-hmm. are you involved within the context of Eckengart, or do you have a regular 9-to-5-er like most of us?
A regular job. Yes, actually, I am. We can talk about my other books another time, but I actually have written 9 books that are published.
Okay.
And I do lots of writing from, you know, right now in my life. I mean, my career, that's one of the dreams I had, is what do I do now? You know, what every year I think I ask for a dream, what's the next step? What do I do now? Because I am freelance. I do, you know, work for myself. And I do lots of fun things. But I said, what should I do now? And the last few dreams I've had and waking dreams have all been about writing. And so the funny thing is, and I do different types of writing, but which I won't go into here, but what's really funny is I went to an Eckengart seminar about 6 months ago, and I go about every 6 months. We have them, you know, in Minneapolis where our spiritual temple is near there. And so I went to this workshop, and we were talking about these kind of things, and I kept... My pen kept running out of ink, and I kept having to borrow people's pens. So here these pens are piling up, and I knew, and it happened several other times at different places, that Spirit was telling me to continue with my writing, and that I needed to get more pens. So...
Very interesting. Debbie Johnson's my guest, and we're talking about dreams and what they can say to you. What I find fascinating is that I don't always remember my dreams, and then there are dreams that are so vivid. Matter of fact, there was a dream that I had a few years back that was so vivid, and it wasn't quite your nightmare kind of dream. But I will tell you that I swear to this day that the events happened, and I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop. But there's still something that tells me, no, that was a dream. That did not literally happen in this world. How do you approach something like that? I mean, they can become pretty profound.
Yeah, where a dream seems like it's a real experience.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure I understood. Well, that dreams are real experiences as soul, because we talked about that. We are soul, mm-hmm. and we're not stuck in our bodies, that we are actually having experiences on a different level of heaven when we're dreaming.
Okay.
And especially when it feels that real. So there is something, too, that that I want to mention. It's another central key. I mentioned spiritual exercises in Eckhart Tolle, and this with nightmares or with disturbing dreams or dreams that somehow that take you out of your norm and maybe, you know, cause a little fear or something.
Mm-hmm.
The key that helps so much is this most simple thing in the world, and it's a chant or an ancient love song to God. It's an old name of God, Hugh, and it's spelled H-U, but sounds like this. Hugh. Isn't that calming?
Mm-hmm.
Very peaceful. And it's from all over the world. You hear the conch shells. In Hawaii, they call people to dinner with that sound. In Africa, they call across the Serengeti. It's very, very ancient sound. And it's in all sounds. And it's also God's love song to us, so we can hear it in all sounds. So when we fill our hearts with love, we can sing this song of Hugh and have some great results. At least I know for me, it makes a huge difference to sing this word Hugh before I go to sleep. And as you were speaking, I was thinking about that's also a great help with disturbing dreams. People who might have nightmares, they can sing this Hugh song before they go to sleep, and they've had help in resolving it. And that will give them some creative ideas as well.
The book, again, is Dreams, Your Window to Heaven. My guest is Debbie Johnson, and we're talking about just that, your dreams and what your dreams mean. And this particular book can challenge the theories of universal dream symbols, as we talked about at the beginning of the program. You can also learn about your own dream symbols and how they can change as you grow in awareness. And she also makes this available to provide ways for you to remember, record, and as well interpret your own dreams. Examine and eliminate nightmares, which certainly for some of us would be very nice. Solve daily problems and explore past lives, as well as have prophetic dreams by choice, not by chance. Prophetic dreams. Tell me, define for me what a prophetic dream is.
Well, to me, and someone might have a different interpretation, but to me it would mean a dream where I would know something that's going to happen in the future. And it might even be that day. In fact, it's very convenient if I have a dream that helps prepare me for that day. Like, you know, if you had known that, you know, you might have to reconfigure your microphone before you get the station, right?
Mm-hmm.
That might be helpful. Just things, little things that make life so much nicer and, you know, go a little bit smoother, which we all need in these rough times. So an example of a prophetic dream that I had was my mother had, I think it was before my mother had cancer, she came to me in a dream, and this kind of warned me. And she was wearing a nice long black dress, and she never didn't dress up like that usually, but like she was dressed for a party, and actually she was at a party, and she came out of the party, and I saw her, and I said, "Oh, Mom," and she goes, "How are you?" And she says, "I'm just having a great time," and I knew when I woke up that she was telling me she was going to a higher world, because for her that was something very different, and that she wasn't going to be around, but that she was going to be having a really good time. So I felt a lot better about it when, I think it might have been after she was ill, I'm trying to remember, but anyway, it gave me a good feeling.
Mm.
So that I knew she'd be fine, and she was older.
Well, that brings to my recollection the one dream of my grandmother on my mother's side, and I had the dream, oh, it had to have been, I don't know, 5 years after her passing, and this is going back to the 70s, late 70s, and she's just a wonderful, wonderful woman. And I remember driving in this white van down this freeway, coming across these mist-covered forest area with the sunlight beams shining through the trees. And I drive into the forest and into this giant open meadow, clear skies, green meadow. And then I come across this house with arched windows in the front. And then I go inside, and there's my grandmother. Not a word is said. I see the twinkle in her eye. We hug, and it's like, she's just telling me it's going to be okay, you're going to be fine, and so forth. The interesting thing about all of that was, at that time, I wasn't driving. And yet the first vehicle that I started to drive was a white van that my parents had given me to drive. I had never driven on the freeways until I started learning to drive. Then we end up moving here to Santa Barbara and literally live up in the woods. It's kind of interesting symbols that were more in the context of prophetic dreams, more prophetic in that respect. But I made no connection to any of that. All I knew was I had seen my grandmother. She was okay. It was good to see her again. Because apparently I didn't handle her passing well when she did pass, because they nearly escorted me out of the church at the age of 10. But that's just, you know, one of those kinds of dreams. And then going back to that one that felt like it was happening in real time, this existence, it was one of those kinds of dreams where, how could I have allowed that to happen? Why didn't I stop it? And now I'm an accessory kind of thing. You know, you know, people have those very pungent, if you will, almost tangible types of dreams. And you mentioned before, sometimes you'll wake up, you know, you have your dreams and you're exhausted when you wake up. And we all have that experience. And as you say, you were working. Some people say that those are alternate lifetimes or life paths or parallel paths. And yeah, we are. We are living those lives, and we can choose to be conscious in any one of those timelines that we choose to be conscious in. Very, very interesting. We're going to come back and talk more as we wrap up the program with Debbie Johnson, my guest. Dreams, your window to heaven here on Tell Me Your Story. I'm Richard Dugan. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Candy Hoff, healing practitioner and angel intuitive counselor. Through Angel Healing House, I can help you release emotional issues and physical ailments and finally find your inner strength to regain health, clarity, and balance in your life. Find your joy again by booking your transformational session in downtown Santa Barbara by phoning 831-277-3716 or visit my website, angelhealinghouse.com.
Remember the stories your family used to tell?
Till I got married, 1913, when my father and my uncle came from Italy.
When was the last time you listened to the songs of your youth?
Very swinging sound here in the Bilhart Underground. That's Wild Things.
Want to hear those voices and music again? Fast Forward can help. Fast Forward Audio Communications can transfer your records and tapes to CD so you can hear them again for the first time.
You're listening to a live transmission of the voice of astronaut Walter Chirac.
Those memories are priceless and are great to hand down to the next generation. Keep those memories alive. Call 805-708-9804.
That's the greatest thing that I ever heard.
Fast Forward. It's the right direction for preserving your family memories. Just call 805-708-9804.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time you replaced the printer you put them in instead. switch to a Kodak printer, and stop overpaying for ink. With other inkjet printers, the way to save money on ink is to print less. But Kodak printers only use fairly priced ink. Get a new Kodak printer this weekend at Best Buy and join the thousands who've stopped overpaying for ink. Find out how much you overpay for ink at printandprosper.com.
If we leave here today, we could be 1,000 miles away. Take to that road, see how far it goes, and on that great ocean road, all the country's in our bones, all the trouble that you know empties out as you go. Oh, walk with me, talk with me, tell me your story.
New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host. Thank you so much for joining us here today and every Saturday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific time. We stream live at richarddugan.com. Just click on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand section of the front page, the home page. Actually, it's on every page. You can't miss it. And listen to the program each Saturday. Go to the archives page, which is the radio shows, and you'll be able to hear this program in its entirety as soon as it's over in about 10 to 15 minutes. And I'll put it up there, and then it'll be available for you to listen to again and again. And if you're so inclined, please pick up a copy of Dreams, Your Window to Heaven by my guest, Debbie Johnson. Debbie, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. And as I am wont to do usually at the end of each one of these programs, I usually ask the question in regards to the things that you have done. Why this? Why now?
This dream book?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wrote this book because I was guided inwardly to write it. And that's how I live my life. I live my life trying to be a co-worker with God, with spirit, with divine love, and try to be a vehicle for divine love as much as I can, and to do whatever I can to help other people to experience that as well. And it seems like people are more comfortable experiencing a lot of these things through their dreams. It makes it easy for them. They're busy, they're tired, they're stressed out. But when they lay down at night, even if they have 1 second to sing you and say something like, God, please send me a dream of heaven, you know, if that makes one person's life a little bit nicer, better, more aware, gives someone a little more spiritual freedom, then that makes me happier than anything I can imagine.
Well, we want to thank you for sharing your book, Dreams, with our audience and your story with us as well, and we look forward to having you on again in the future to talk further about Ekinkar and some of the other things that you have done. Before we wrap up in the last 10 seconds or so, do you see dreams as a focal point for a lot of folks these days? More so than say, in past?
I don't know. I really don't. I haven't heard one way or the other. Like I said, though, I know people's lives are so incredibly busy, I wouldn't be surprised if they're doing a lot more in their dreams.
Well, if you can create your own reality in your dreams in that context, then their economies are probably much better. Debbie Johnson, yeah. I thank you so much for joining us on the program.
My pleasure. Thank you for your time, Richard.
You're welcome. Stay right where you are. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World, giving you choices and knowledge of those choices to help make your dreams come true. Until next Saturday at this time, hope that you will join us again every Saturday at 3 p.m. Pacific time. Go to richarddugan.com and love to Lal.